Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here in less than an hour at 9, and we will talk all things Celtics. And then at 9:30 or thereabouts, we'll play your Hill Notes back. Go to the app, the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. If that's how you listen to us normally, then you're already there. And just leave a voice note on any topic. The P-poor performance of the Boston Bruins, or the sourdough bread tile dysfunction that I'm suffering from, or whatever. Leave a Hill note. We'll play him back tomorrow. Mike Milbury at 9, and on Friday, I believe I will be able to announce at least 2 snow shows for this upcoming snow show season. So be here for that on Friday. Bill O'Brien tomorrow at 7. Also, right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
This one's interesting. President Biden has released 11 Yemeni detainees with suspected al-Qaeda ties from Guantanamo Bay.
Oh.
This includes 2 alleged former bin Laden bodyguards.
Oh. We're just releasing them?
Yeah.
I see.
The Department of Defense released a statement that read, although different processes, each of these Yemeni detainees underwent a thorough interagency review by career professionals who unanimously determined all detainees as transfer eligible.
So this is just kind of like the final days, like the last things that he's going to do is let these guys out of Guantanamo Bay.
But
it's not him that I'm concerned about because he doesn't know where he is.
Like, but I will say this is why you don't oftentimes in this business. They don't give radio show hosts a last show.
Right.
You know what I mean, Curtis?
No, I am certain I will not have one, whatever that day is.
But go ahead. Anyway.
One of the detainees, his name is Moth Hamza Ahmed Al-Alwi, an alleged al-Qaeda fighter and bodyguard for Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. He's scared some, as an unclassified 2016 U.S. intelligence file on him warns that, quote, he has made several statements since early 2016 that suggest he maintains an extremist mindset.
Yeah, I'm sure
and now he's just out again.
Right, yep. So they're just going to let him go and see what he can do to America again.
He was in charge of protecting the biggest criminal in the history of American life, and now he's just free to go. What do we think he's going to do?
Yeah,
right. And they'll go, oh, damn, you know what? 5 years from now, go, yeah, we probably shouldn't have let him out.
Yeah.
A good idea.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Trump spoke yesterday about trying to buy Greenland.
Oh, I like this idea.
Yeah. He was asked if he would rule out using military force to get Greenland and the Panama Canal.
Uh-huh.
Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Greenland and the Panama Canal, so forth. Can you assure the world that as you try to get control of these areas, you are not going to use military or economic coercion?
No. Well, we need Greenland for national security purposes. You look outside, you have China ships all over the place. You have Russian ships all over the place. We're not letting that happen.
Now, how much would it cost? Can you finance it? Like, can you get a mortgage on Greenland?
I bet you probably
Greenland
could.
Greenland is saying they are not for sale.
Oh, they're not for sale.
Everybody says that, Courtney.
Yeah, right.
They're not for sale.
Every man has a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Gerard Mayo was safe.
would there be an NFL franchise in Greenland if we were able to purchase it?
That would be interesting.
Would they be like Canada? Would they be the 52nd U.S.
state? Probably just be a territory.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not a bad idea. We have a lot of military bases over there that are already there. They are mineral rich, and so we could tap into the uranium and other things over there. Then we wouldn't have to buy it from China. Mm-hmm. So, all right, I like it.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's
Why
go
not?
On a spending spree. Yeah. Let's see how many countries would sell if we would offer them a bag of cash with you. Yeah. Why not?
And we are just about two weeks out before he becomes the next president.
It's like Monopoly.
Could we buy like something a little warmer, like St. Barth's or something like that, or Ibiza? Can we buy some place like that?
Ibiza, the new place that Below Deck is chartering boats this season. Yeah, is Ibiza.
By the way, if Greenland becomes a part of the United States, does that mean the Odyssey app would work there?
Yeah.
Oh, Curtis, someone upset with you in the Twitch chat right now, saying this show is definitely not the most streamed on Odyssey, maybe just in Boston.
I'm so sorry.
I just want to let you know.
Who was it? Expert?
X-Flash something.
Somebody is an expert on things that they don't know they don't know anything about.
Then what is the most streamed show?
I would say clearly this gentleman or woman doesn't know, but thank you for adding 2 hours streaming for January by watching us right now.
Yes.
Listen, we'll any kind of little victory, we will take it. And Ken says the company says the most streamed show in November out of the 500 radio stations, then we're happy.
Yeah.
And we're thankful.
Grateful.
We thankful to you.
And we're blessed. And we know that we have a lot of listeners, streamers in Florida. So let's head there next.
Okay.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A video has gone viral in Sarasota of Sophia Ross. She's a 22-year-old Hooters waitress, and she was pulled over and unfortunately seemed like she was driving under the influence. So she tried to get herself out of a Dewey by flirting with the police officer.
Did it work?
It did not.
It didn't.
It did not work.
And she shot a shot.
She was a Hooters waitress.
Hooters waitress in her uniform.
In uniform.
In uniform. Wow. Okay. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the body cam footage, and we have a bit of the interaction.
Okay.
We're gonna make out here.
Okay.
Gonna make out here.
No, we're not.
Here, turn off the lights.
Wait, right there,
turn off the lights.
All right.
I gotta pee, bro.
I know.
Bro, I gotta pee.
Okay, do you wanna try this first exercise for me?
I will do anything for you, Daddy.
Alright, can you put your feet together?
Put my feet together.
And your hands on your side.
Whatever you say, Daddy.
Okay. Are you wearing contacts right now?
Are you wearing contacts right now?
No, I'm wearing glasses. Hey, Sophia.
I swear to God, I'm wearing contacts.
Like 2 seconds.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
She was charged with a DUI. She pled not guilty. Right. She has a pre-trial hearing tomorrow.
She should have took the Hooters warm-up off.
And she then did. Tried she it. Pulled it up.
Okay.
She pulls it up.
Yeah, because she
point.
Has the Hooters sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
Okay. Did she go somewhere else after work, or were they with the customers buying her a drink?
Probably.
A bit of both. On? Yeah.
She seemed sauced. Science has determined the average penis size in the world. U.S. not looking great. And before anybody says, well, maybe we're growers and not showers, they're talking about erect penis.
Okay.
So
thank you for clarifying.
Are we in the top 10 at least?
Top 10. We didn't even crack top 60.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
This is awful for America.
Yes.
Never mind Greenland. We have to make the penis great again.
Yeah, we do. Average penis length erect in the U.S., 5.5 inches. Now, that's slightly higher than the global average.
Mm-hmm.
What's the global average? It's higher than the global average?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
But that puts us at 68 in the world.
Oh, come on. At least we won more. It'd be better.
Yes. 68.
We're number 68 in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So
that's embarrassing.
Not even top 50.
No, it's bad. Sudan and the Democratic Republic of the Congo earned the top spots for penile length.
Oh,
I was wondering, Greg, yesterday I was in the office.
Yeah.
Courtney was begging Ken for a roadshow in Sudan.
So where do they rank?
Oh, well, their average erect penile length is 7.07 inches and 7.05 inches, respectively.
Jeez, they got a couple inches on us.
Yeah, yes. Ecuador came in third at 6.93 inches.
Jeepers.
Okay, we get to get to the back end. I want to hear this.
Yeah, so Thailand, North Korea, and Cambodia took the bottom three spots.
Wow.
3.72. 3.78 and 3.88.
So you're saying that Kim Jong-un is hung like a gerbil?
Which is shocking, I'm sure.
That explains
might
a lot.
Might be overcompensating
that
a bit.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, so.
We feel like we have to take Africa out of the equation.
I mean
we are getting dominated.
We've got to get back to the top. I mean, this is America for years.
Yeah. Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world.
Though.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Seven inches is...
That's nuts?
I mean, I don't know if I would enjoy that.
Really?
Yeah.
Too much.
To each their own. But
be careful, Courtney.
I am.
Listen, you're not doing Santo any favors
right now. Santo is well endowed.
This is worse than the breath.
No, yes, be
no,
careful.
Santo, poor guy.
Santo's well endowed.
No, I don't think so. Not based on what you just said.
He is.
I was surprised with the size.
Be very careful.
God, the poor.
I got a little African blood running through me. I don't think it's Sudan.
Jeez.
Maybe the Congo.
God.
Yeah, be careful.
Santo is well above average, folks. Don't worry.
Well above average would put him in the 7-inch range.
No, that is extreme. Moving on.
There's going to be a lot of people measuring later on.
Is that it news-wise?
There's one more, if I may.
Yes.
People are up in arms because a tattoo artist in Arizona gave a 9-year-old girl a tattoo.
What?
She came in with her parents, and in Arizona, it is legal for a child to get a tattoo with parental consent.
What?
Now, she came in wanting a neck tattoo of Donald Trump.
Oh, of course.
There's your answer.
The tattoo artist.
Wait a minute. So the parents said it was okay?
Yeah.
Oh, there's your answer.
I mean, would you let your 9-year-old get it?
No.
No.
16 is the age. You know, 16 is where, and when I got my first tattoo, I was like maybe 15 or 16. My mother said, if you can pay for it, you can get it.
Yeah.
But 9 years old, I mean.
Do you regret getting any of them?
No. I knew what I was getting. I love tattoos, but 9 years old, that's a little bit.
Great.
And she wanted a neck tat.
Well, and the tattoo artist did talk her out of it. As you could see in the video, she ended up getting an American flag on her arm.
Did you guys like James's MAGA on his shoulder? Did you like that?
James should get a teardrop.
Yeah, I think you should. Like, it should be 18, like, to make the decision. I mean, I don't know.
Like I said,
I guess if you get your parents' permission.
Yeah, at 16, I mean. But this is what I've told you. There are some people that, you know, when it comes, they're questionable about having pets. There's some people that you'd be questioned when having kids. The fact that you're a grown-ass adult and you're like, okay, you know what? If my 9-year-old wants a tattoo, let's take her or him to a tattoo parlor.
Well, would you like to hear from one of the parents who spoke to KTVK?
Yes.
I think if you let your teenagers do what they want, they slow it down on it quicker. If you tell them they can't, they're going to find a way and they're going to do it three times.
Oh, God.
All right, that's that thought process.
Oh. She's not a teenager. She's 9. Right.
Also, Santo has now texted.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, poor Santo.
Thanks for telling everyone I have a small D. Appreciate that. I did not.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
Santo got a Thailand penis?
He does. No. No. All I was saying.
You said it, Courtney.
No, that's not what I said.
Not only does he have bad breath, but he has a small.
He has great breath and he has a very large penis.
No, it's too late. You can't walk it back.
I'm not walking it back.
You already said it.
By the way, just to save Santo briefly, you just mentioned animals being. If you have a dog or any animal and they are tied up outside in this weather, you should go to jail. Do not leave your animals outside when it's 0 degrees.
Too cold.
God, it is awful when people do that.
But can my 9-year-old get a tattoo of Trump on his forehead? I believe he can.
If he doesn't, he's going to get three.
If he don't do it, that is nuts, though. Pretty cool little tattoo, but, I mean, maybe wait till you're 16.
Who would have ever thought when he comes to road shows, and he frequently does, and I love it about him, that Santo would be begging people to make fun of him for his breath.
And not for
something else.
I guess it's kind of a win for him, because now they won't make fun of his breath.
Right. They shouldn't be making fun of either.
What's his name? Sandro. I'm going to have to talk to him.
Now we know Sandro got a little penis.
No, he doesn't.
You said it.
I think it's actually probably the biggest I've ever seen.
Okay.
Courtney's trying.
I'm not trying. And sometimes when
you
he's
sound
wearing
like Robert Kraft.
Sometimes when Rob he's wearing
he's gonna be a great coach in the NFL.
Sometimes
one day.
When he's wearing specific pants, you all can see it too. All right? Okay?
Courtney's back on her white sweatpants crap.
You know what you're going to have to do? Run a nice bath for Santo and then take a picture. Maybe he'll have a...
No. No water. That'll make things worse.
No, you have a little slip. Remember how she had the nip slip? Now maybe you have the D slip.
Ricky, by the end of the show, Courtney's going to have Santo as bigger than Bolo.
Gosh.
Come on. Right. You said it, Courtney.
I didn't say anything about him. I just said, wow, 7 inches.
Courtney turned in the mail real quick. You said it, not me.
Walk it back Monday.
God.
All right. Courtney, great job on the news
good
today.
Job.
Unbelievable. Mego coming up at 9. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Bruins get shut out on home ice as the Oilers get the win 4-0. Jeremy Swayman had 32 saves in the loss. The Celtics, however, get a win in Denver, beating the Nuggets 118-106. Jokic and Gordon didn't play in this one. The Seas end their road trip 3-1. There was a firing in Las Vegas. The Raiders have fired Antonio Pierce after just one full season as the head coach. Pierce took over as the interim head coach in 2023. So yesterday, the Patriots announced they had completed head coaching interviews with both Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. Sources are saying they plan to interview Mike Vrabel tomorrow. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. I love my husband. And here's Curtis with your weather.
Santo is the greatest. I love him. It feels like 4. It'll be about 12 this afternoon.